From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. law enforcement officials say they are investigating this week's attack in San Bernardino, California, as an act of terrorism. David Bowditch, the assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Los Angeles office, said at a news conference that there is overwhelming evidence that the attack was terrorism. Bowditch said authorities recovered two damaged cell phones near the attacker's home. He said he hopes that the data from the phones will help find the motive for the attack.
We are, as I said from day one, we are continuing to go down the path of what was the motivation for this attack, because that will tell us a lot. As important, if not more important, is are there others, and are they based in the U.S.? Are they outside the U.S.? We don't know the answers.
Earlier reports said that one of the attackers, Tashfeen Malik, who went on a shooting rampage with her husband, Syed Rizwan Farooq, on Wednesday, had pledged allegiance to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi on Facebook. 14 people were killed and 21 others wounded when the pair attacked a holiday party at a social services agency. The attackers were killed in a shootout with police. Germany's parliament has voted overwhelmingly to send military aid to fight Islamic State militants in Syria, answering France's call for help after last month's attacks in Paris. Lawmakers in Berlin voted 445 to 146 to send reconnaissance jets, a frigate, refueling aircraft, and up to 1,200 personnel to join the anti-ISIS coalition. French President François Hollande had asked the international community to escalate the fight against Islamic State after the group had claimed responsibility for last month's attack in Paris. This is VOA News. European Union interior ministers have reached an agreement to share airline passenger data after years of discussions over its use by security forces. The deal allows for passenger name records, which include detailed flight information, to be made available to all countries in the EU for 6 months. The information will then be stored for another 4.5 years. The new rules will govern all flights entering or leaving the EU, as well as flights between European countries. After the terrorist attacks in Paris in January and November of this year, the French government and others had intensified their pressure on the EU Parliament to implement these rules. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 9 civilians were killed and 6 more wounded when a mortar shell fired by Afghan National Security Forces hit a mosque on Friday. In another development, U.S. and local forces jointly assaulted a Taliban prison in a volatile southern region and freed more than 40 Afghan security personnel. Provincial Deputy Governor, Zakir Hussain, told VOA that the incident involving the mortar attack took place in the central Maidan Vardak province during clashes with Taliban insurgents. Authorities in neighboring Ghazni province also reported that at least 11 civilians, including 9 children, were wounded when their house was hit by a rocket allegedly fired by Taliban insurgents. Egyptian officials say at least 16 people were killed in a Molotov cocktail attack early Friday, on a nightclub in Cairo. A motive has not been determined for the firebombing, which occurred at El Sayed restaurant and bar in the Agusa neighborhood. Security officials deny the attack was terrorist-related, but have provided several apparently conflicting statements. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries decided not to cut oil production at a contentious meeting in Vienna on Friday. The decision comes at a time when a surplus of oil on global markets has driven prices down from $100 a barrel to around $40 a barrel in the last year and a half. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 211,000 jobs in November, while the unemployment rate held steady at a 7.5-year low of 5%. Friday's government report says job gains were seen in construction, professional services, and health care. U.S. businesses have added nearly 14 million jobs in a little less than 6 years. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.